With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Kennedy. Here is your Carson and Kennedy podcast for Wednesday, February 20th. Today, Elvis had a better vacation than me. Miranda Lambert's husband has some interesting past. Dan's going to New York and having a hard time letting somebody else pay. And would you go on school vacation without your kids? Let's find out. Carson and Salt are off this week for school vacation week, as I'm sure many of you are. It's one of those weeks. Typically, folks go down to Florida, take the kids. Maybe they go skiing like Carson is right now. Maybe they're doing work around the house like Salt is right now.
So miserable.
But it seems to me school vacation week, and again, don't have kids, don't know, is a time to spend as a family.
Right.
Or so I thought. Trisha has just found out that her friends have pretty much abandoned the kids at her house so that they could go on vacation. So, Trisha, tell us this story.
So, it actually has turned out to be much different than I expected. My neighbors, who I'm friendly with, they've been doing some home renovations, and they asked my husband and I to take care of one of their kids while they're doing some work on their house, or that's what I thought.
Okay.
So I said yes, because I know that they're kind of in a mess. And I actually just found out that they're going to Key West for 5 days without their kid.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's how you school vacation right there.
Wait, so just so I'm clear, they come to you and they say, we're doing some remodeling and, you know, the kids will be underfoot, so could you watch? And you're like, sure, of course, because you're a good neighbor and friend. And they went to Key West instead.
Yes.
How did they think you wouldn't find out?
I don't know. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, I still can't believe it. I don't know.
I mean, there's so many things at play here. It's school vacation week, which is my understanding you're supposed to take your kids somewhere.
It's the one week that you're supposed to spend with your kids instead of, you know, the million other weeks that they're with teachers.
And then they just expect you to bathe, feed, and otherwise make sure your kids don't bodily harm and whatnot?
Yeah, exactly.
Did they leave you an emergency phone number?
No, they just, you know, they're regular cell phones, but like they kind of just like were sneaky about it. You know, they kept talking about the house and they just left it out that they were going to Key West.
I am floored. I'm sorry.
Trisha, let me throw this at you.
Go ahead.
Have you thought about Motel 6? Right, they will take care of the kids. They always leave the light on. You can still have your week.
I thought about worse than that.
Well, I hope that when they come back next school vacation week, they turn about as fair play and they watch your kids.
Yeah, and something's going to happen.
All right.
This is not going to work for me.
Well, Trisha, thank you so much. We appreciate it, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. 617-931-1234. Holy crap.
Yeah, what?
Holy crap.
Do you know anyone that's done this? Please, I hope not.
So that happened.
I'm shook.
But apparently, we're wrong.
Are we, though?
Melissa is from Dedham, and she has a story to tell. Melissa, please tell me your story.
Good morning.
Hey.
So not only have I done that, but I have left my child with somebody and went to their bucket place spot.
Well, where was that?
It was Las Vegas. Now, let me tell you, too, I don't gamble.
Well, then what the hell did you go there for?
Just to rub it in your kid's face?
Buffets?
Yes.
It's too hot.
To get away, mommy, daddy time, and just have a good time. And it was the right price, and it just happened to be their bucket list.
Couple questions. One, how old is the kid?
Does that matter?
Vegas is his bucket list.
At that time, she was only 10.
No, the friend's bucket list where she stayed.
Oh, so it was my mom.
Oh, that's even better.
So mom has always wanted to go to Vegas. It was school vacation week. You said, Mom, you get the kids for the week, but I'm going to Vegas.
I did.
Do
it again. Sorry, not sorry.
I totally support the mommy, daddy, you know, having your own time. You need some break for the kids. But it's school vacation week. It's like the one time.
Is it, though?
Yes.
You know what? I'm Team Melissa. I'm all for it. You go to Vegas.
I don't know.
I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to let it ride. Putting it all on black.
All right. Well, thank you, Melissa, so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, Dan, tell us what's happening this weekend with you.
I am very excited. I have super cool plans this weekend. I am going to New York City, and I'm going to see Hamilton on Broadway.
If you don't know Dan, Dan loves Hamilton. He is like such a show tunes kind of guy.
I've never seen the musical, but I love the soundtrack. I listen to the soundtrack front to back like once a week.
Yeah, I'll just throw out a word and he'll be like, Hercules Mulligan! For those of you that
are very musical, it's a very big deal for me. I'm excited.
Okay.
And the catch of it all is, well, it's not a catch. It was a surprise for me.
Okay.
I'm not actually paying for anything.
Okay, now
like, I was just, someone's like, I have a surprise. Are you free this weekend? And I was like, sure, I'm free this weekend. And then they're like, guess what? We're going to New York. We're going to see Hamilton on Broadway. And I was like, oh!
Okay, wait, I need you to stop right there. You're saying they, and it's a woman.
Yes. Yeah,
because this is important to the story.
Okay, excuse me.
It is a woman that you have.
It is someone I've been seeing for a few months.
Sure. Casually?
Yes, casually. We're not like committed. Geographically, we're not very convenient. We're like an hour apart.
Sure.
And with our morning show schedule, and she's on a normal people schedule.
Yeah, I know, it's hard.
So we see each other like maybe twice a month,
which
probably works,
yeah. Right? So your concern is that, is your concern that you're afraid that she's trying to take it to the next level by doing all this, or do you not know how to behave when you're there?
Or maybe I feel like I'm taking advantage in a way? Or
no.
I disagree. Like,
she's very nonchalant about the whole thing. I'm in my own head about it.
What is in your head?
She was like, I got a surprise for her. She was like, yeah, we're just going. This is something I wanted to do anyways. I want you to come with me. It's going to be fun.
All right, let's get in your feelings. What are you thinking? What's in your head?
I offered to pay for half, and she was like, no. Like,
that's all right. People are allowed to give you gifts.
The Broadway, it's like an expensive play, and there's a hotel in Times Square.
Hotels in Times Square can be cheaper than you think.
Okay, I've never been in Times Square, so I don't know.
Well, here's what I'll say. Jump in if you can, Annie. 617-931-1234 if you have advice for Daniel.
Drop some knowledge on me.
Drop some knowledge. Here's what I'll say as someone that dates many people at the same time.
Yeah.
But everybody knows about it.
Exactly, you're honest.
Honesty is honestly the best policy. If there's one thing that I have learned by dabbling in polyamory, it's that everyone has to be on the same sheet of music. And you have to have honest conversations, which we're used to not having. We're used to, we'll just see what happens.
Everyone's tiptoeing around each other's feelings. And I think what's so good about you and this girl is you're not. And I know you. You're not like a malicious kind of person. You're not going to like lie to her and sneak around and do this kind of thing. I think this girl just has a good time with you. And I think when she found out she was going to New York and she had this opportunity, you're the first thing she thought of because you guys have a blast and she knows she'll enjoy the trip if you're there with her.
She's a big theater person, so she knows I like
Hamilton.
Exactly.
So I mean to say, unless you feel that she's been giving you vibes, that she's trying to take this to a level that you're not comfortable with, which doesn't seem that she is, then just be like, hey, because like, for example, when I went out to my vacation last weekend, he and I had a conversation before I went down there. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what the rules are. And then when I leave, I'll see you next time. And so just so long as you make sure that you're open and honest about stuff, and then just enjoy yourself, man. It's okay to have somebody take care of you every once in a while. I know it's hard.
And I feel weirdly bad about not paying for anything, well, though. Because that's not how I usually am.
Well, when you get there, why don't you help pay for dinner or drinks?
Right, I'll pay for all the dinners.
Or wherever. I'm going to give you the name of the best dive bar in all of Times Square, which
that's what you really need.
For.
You know dive bars are my scene.
I do. Hamilton at a dive bar. I don't know what could possibly be better. Except
be more
to
Daniel.
Except
I'm not
to have
throwing
a friend
away
there.
My shot.
No, except having a friend there that you get to do stuff with when you get back to the hotel.
Right.
So it sounds to me like you're winning at life, Daniel.
Right. Kenny, we have a call. I don't know who it is because I can't screen them when
that's
I'm on the air,
right.
But let's just see what happens.
Hello?
This is Mix.
Hello. I understand Dan, you know, guys have always been told to work for everything that they've got and to, you know, be the providers and all that stuff. And it is very difficult to accept the gift, especially from a female. But I will say that the reason that it is the most important is because it's hard to surrender.
Surrender? What do you mean by surrender?
To surrender means that you have to have someone else's will projected upon you, and you have to accept it with dignity and with grace and with surrender, because you can't have dignity and you can't have grace without surrender. That's it.
Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Joe from Stoughton.
Joe from Stoughton. Wise, wise words. Thank you so much. I'm going to break this down for you, Dan. Here's basically what he's saying.
Hit me.
It's okay. She could buy it for you, and you don't know where anything.
Okay.
Okay?
I mean, I'm definitely going to put it
just
up.
Just go. Have a great time. You'll be in the place where it happens. All right?
I'll be in the room where it happens.
In the room where it happens.
You're going where dreams are crushed. All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I came back yesterday, and I went to get Elvis from his luxury
spa vacation.
Yeah. So I was away in Arizona all weekend, and Elvis stayed at the Red Dog Pet Resort and Spa. That's what it's called.
He had a staycation.
Because it literally is. Let me tell you a little bit about Elvis's vacation and how much better it was than mine. Not that I had a bad vacation.
Of course.
But I just, this was living in the lap of luxury.
Well, Barrett and Elvis lived their best lives. You guys both take care of your kids.
That is a fact. So he stayed there in a suite, which means he had a bed. Not like a bed, but like a doggy bed.
Yes.
He had a flat screen TV.
Are you kidding me?
No.
For what?
Well, apparently...
They just put squirrels on it so you can watch them?
Maybe. He likes to watch a little Vanderpump Rules too, Dan. Elvis loves him in reality television.
He sits and watches all that with Annie when he stays at her house.
Exactly.
So,
your treats in your pocket?
They say it's to help with the noise because it can, you know, dogs are barky and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he went swimming. Two or three times, I can't remember which. I posted a video on my Facebook if you'd like to see it because it's the most adorable thing ever. And then he ran and played and got treats. And so when I brought him home yesterday, first of all, when I, you know, they bring him out, I figured he'd be like, Mom. No, he was running after the other girls saying, wait, where are we going? Is it playtime? Is it pool?
Where are we going?
Mom.
So please don't make me leave.
I'm not even kidding. He was not happy. He goes, I know we're just going to go back to your house and lay on the bed.
They have a pool here.
And someone who swims in that with you.
Yeah.
Like a swimmer.
I saw that video. She's like, Elvis, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
That's where we keep the towels.
It was so good.
It was adorable.
So then he gets home, and I was so exhausted after, you know, the long weekend or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Today I'm not doing anything. I didn't plan anything, schedule anything. I'm going to watch Netflix. I'm going to order a pizza. I'm going to call it a day. So I order the pizza. Elvis now jumps up on the bed and he's zonked out. And I figure, you know, that he's a little tired. So the delivery guy comes to the door. Elvis does not follow me, which is unheard of. Elvis will hear someone in the hallway three floors down and go to the door.
He'll hear me getting out of the elevator and he's like, dun, 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 dun.
Exactly. So then I bring the pizza into the bedroom because that's where I eat. I don't have a table. And
I eat my bed too. It's cool. Judgment free zone.
The smell of the pizza does not wake him.
Wow.
And it is at this point, dear friends, that I eat a piece of pizza and I usually don't eat the crust. And we call them pizza bones. And Elvis usually gets some pizza bones.
Pizza bones.
And I literally wave it in front of his nose and he doesn't stir. To the point that I had to check his breathing a couple of times to make sure the heart was still pumping.
He didn't crack an eye open to start following the pizza
bone. He didn't do that. He didn't wake up for dinner, which is unheard of.
Unheard of.
And it wasn't until he didn't wake me up to get up this morning, which he always does. And finally, when I got up and I was like, Bubba, we getting up this morning? He was like, okay.
I guess so. Mom, I'm still tired,
I'm still tired. I couldn't believe it.
It's like picking your kid up after a sleepover and you know that they try to pull an all-nighter even though that they should be sleeping. Bubba's like, Mom, I stayed up way too late with my friends.
This just means he had the best time in the whole wide earth.
Of course he did.
But next time I go on vacation, I want the suite with the flat screen TV.
I want to go where Elvis goes. I want to swim in the pool with him.
Pizza would wake me up out of a coma.
Same.
I don't even understand.
Elvis lives a better life than most humans. I can't help it. He's all I've got. So he gets it all.
He's VIP, man.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yesterday was a day.
A day to be had.
In terms of, you know, pop culture-y.
Celebrity gossip.
Celebrity scandal.
Just the salacious of the salacious yesterday.
I'm never excited about pop culture stuff, but I was just so excited to see Annie this morning.
Dan walked in, like, kicked in the door and was like, let's talk.
Annie and I were texting all day yesterday. So here's the latest on Miranda Lambert. She was secretly married in New York City to a guy named Brendan McLaughlin.
Yes.
Over Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Posted a picture on the Insta to the surprise of many of her fans because they hadn't been together very long from what we understand. Mm. However, here's where it starts to get juicy.
Spill that tea.
Okay, here
it's piping hot.
Brendan, before meeting Miranda, was engaged to another woman. Stop me if you've heard this before. And cheated on her, getting the other woman pregnant. Okay, so we're here now. He's married to Miranda over here. Over here he had a fiancé, but while he was with the fiancé, he got another girl pregnant.
A mistress, yeah.
Okay.
It's a tale as old as time.
Carol Bruno is the mother of the former fiancé, Jackie Bruno.
Yes.
And she says Brendan's cheating became as a complete shock. She said she was thrown for a loop. She had no clue. Brendan's mistress, Kayla Redinger, who broke the news to her daughter.
To Jackie.
So the girl contacted her. Jackie is a professional soccer player. So she was overseas playing soccer.
Yes.
And while she was over there playing soccer for her country, this man is doing it with another woman and gets her pregnant. So she got home and she broke the news to her. Mom says that Brendan was begging her daughter to marry him, and he did this even though he knew the other girl was pregnant.
Wow.
And then he tried to deny it and beg the fiance to stay. And oh my God, what do you do if you find out that the guy that you married, I don't even understand.
Do you think Miranda knew any of this when she married him?
How long is Miranda after all of this craziness? Like, does she come in?
So he had the baby, and 5 days later, he met Miranda on the set.
5 days.
This dude works quick.
So I'm going to assume she had to know about the kid, because you have a kid, you got to let somebody know that. But not necessarily maybe on the timing.
Two kids, though.
Two kids. Who's right? got another kid?
Or Jackie's. Jackie wasn't pregnant.
No, Jackie wasn't
just
pregnant.
Just the mistress.
Just the mistress.
I can barely keep track of myself.
Right?
How does this dude do this? Men are dogs.
So that happened.
And Miranda also was allegedly cheating on her past husband, Blake Shelton, with her last boyfriend, Anderson East.
Oh, I love him.
And he seems great, but... So is it just two cheaters in a relationship? And maybe
so are you suggesting that karma came back and she got what she got?
A little bit. A little bit.
Do you really?
Ooh,
all right. So I'd like to know, has this happened in your life somewhere along the way? 617-931-1234. Tina from Walpole. Who got caught cheating?
I had a boss who was messing around on his wife and got a girl pregnant, not with one baby, but two. They were having twins. I mean, that was our assistant plant manager. Like, you wouldn't expect someone so high up to be such a bad influence, I guess you could
say. With great power comes great ease of cheating. Look at Tiger Woods, you know what I mean? The more famous you get, the more stuff you get away with.
Every powerful man in Hollywood, basically.
Thank you, gross.
Can everybody just sleep with the person they're supposed to sleep with?
Or the things you've made arrangements with. You know what I'm saying?
Too.
Ashley from Boston, who got caught cheating?
Yeah, I know of somebody who had a baby with somebody, and then his other baby mama called and was like, hey, I'm in this room. And he's like, oh, that's right next to the baby who was just delivered the day before. He is now with one of the moms and not the other one, obviously.
Wait, what now?
At least he'll never have a problem remembering birthdays. They're a day apart.
Only a man would think that one up, Daniel. Oh, thank you so much for being here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.